Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
There's a great song by Smashing Pumpkins. I've always liked it, but then I've always been something of a headbanger. It's called Bullet with Butterfly Wings. The singer describes himself as just a rat in a cage. That is exactly what Americans became last week. Lab rats in a cage. Human slaves, no different than those in China. Slaves enslaved by their government to two pharmaceutical companies. That sound radical? Think about it for a minute. You have to take the shot, their shot, to work. And not just one, or even two. Anthony Fauci says you should expect to get a booster every 5 to 6 months. Scott Gottlieb, a medical doctor, former head of the FDA, and a member of the Pfizer board, dropped a bomb this week, too. You'll need at least four to get something he now calls immune memory. Four shots? Yeah. Here's the thing about that. Remember the first two shots, what they had in common? They had never been put through a vaccine trial. Well, the next booster, the third one, oh, and the fourth one, too. It'll be exactly that way when they come out. There's no time for a trial. The average trial in the United States of America for FDA approval, again, runs 7 to 15 years. The shortest ever is 4. They plan to begin giving the boosters out this fall. You'll need one to keep your job. Understand? That's the proposition. Not just one shot or even two, but at least 4. And then boosters forever. Or else. Your job gets it. And maybe you'll lose your house. Maybe your family will end up homeless. Maybe you won't be able to afford food. You are a perpetual lab rat in the cage. And that cage is owned by Pfizer and Moderna. You've got to take their shot. In a way, Americans have never been asked to take a shot. Or, get this, allowed to take a shot before. No trial? Mass vaccination? Mandatory? Again, before this, the fastest ever vaccine trial in our lifetimes was 4 years. These won't be trialed. You are a human slave, a lab rat. Ironically, that's exactly how Pfizer sees you. They admitted it. In Israel, where vaccine passports reign, Pfizer is the only vaccine. You have to take it, or you don't get to work, or to socialize, or to be part of Israeli life. How does Pfizer view their human slaves, their lab rats, in Israel? As a laboratory. They view the entire country as, quote, kind of a laboratory for the COVID-19 vaccine. Says who? Says Philip Dormitzer. He's Pfizer's chief scientific officer, folks. This is horrific. He actually said, quote, early in the pandemic, we established a relationship with the Israeli Ministry of Health, where they used exclusively the Pfizer vaccine, then monitored it very closely. So we had a sort of laboratory where we could see the effect of the vaccine. Yes, because the lab rats were forced to take it or not be part of society. Again, this was an untrialed vaccine they were being forced to take. Unbelievable. Pfizer, of course, quickly walked back that faux pas. With the left and Pfizer and companies like this, a faux pas is when you accidentally say the truth in public. Folks, think about this for a minute. Just think for a minute, okay? Pfizer just admitted they used a Jewish country as a kind of a laboratory, as a kind of experiment. They did it on Jews, folks. Folks, oh my God. It's the kind of thing you'd expect out of communist China, where if they need organs, they just scoop people up off the street, use prisoners. Well, it'll be the same for you. That's why this is more than just a one-time compromise. More than just, hey, I'll take the shot. Or even, hey, I already took it. It's no big deal. This is slavery. But who are you about to get enslaved to in order to keep that job of yours? See, the thing about Pfizer and Moderna is that they have absolute ironclad legal immunity. I'll let CNBC explain. You should pull up this article as you're making your decision. It's from December 17, 2020. Headline, you can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. The government likely won't compensate you for damages either. Wow, wait a minute. That's strange. Joe Biden told me the shot was totally safe. Why do they still need their legal immunity? Why do they still need their legal immunity? Why did Joe not offer to lift it? He could do everything else by waving a magic wand. Why not that? Is it that Joe knows they'll need it? Because this shot has set records for reports of severe side effects and deaths to the Veris system.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The VAERS system, created 30 years ago by Congress, it's run by the CDC. It's the Vaccine Adverse Reaction System. We've never seen anything like the reports to VAERS. Now, they'll have to sift through them for years. Some of them will be erroneous. Some of them will be true. Some of them will be merely coincidental. Again, it'll take years to sift through. But no, in number, they've already set a record. Let's read a little more of the CNBC article. If you experience severe side effects after getting a COVID vaccine, and I know many people who have, lawyers tell CNBC there's basically no one to blame in a U.S. court of law. In other words, they make bank, their stock goes through the roof, they get rich as heck. And you? Well, you and your loved ones scramble and struggle to care for you for the rest of your life. All so you can have the job you already had. How is that not slavery? Here's what CNBC says. The federal government has granted companies like Pfizer and Moderna immunity from liability if something goes wrong with their vaccines. Now, that's not typical. Most pharmaceutical companies don't have liability like that. But these do, the makers of the COVID vaccine. That's because Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, he's now the former secretary, invoked something called the Public Readiness and Emergency Act, and it gives the Health and Human Services Secretary a way to provide total legal protection to companies making or distributing critical medical supplies, like vaccines. The protection lasts till 2024. Golly, how many boosters are they going to get in by then? What, at least 2 a year? We're going to be up to 10? Is that where we're going to be? Let me read from CNBC. That means for the next 4 years, these companies, quote, cannot be sued for money damages in court over injuries related to the administration or use of products to treat or protect against COVID. Folks, there's no incentive of any kind to make these vaccines safe. No incentive not to cut corners, to get them to market quickly at maximum profit. Why would you try overly to make them safe if there's no penalty to you? You have no rights. They have all the rights. If they say that you need X number of vaccines and they're constantly changing the number, as Dr. Scott Gottlieb did on CNN this week, the Pfizer board member, oh yeah, it's going to be 4. Well, then you have to take them. A complete fascist corporate dictatorship. But if a lot of people get hurt, you say, well, they'll stop. There'll be public outcry. How? Anybody who claims to have been hurt by the vaccines is going to get wiped right off social media. It's already happened. Folks, this is a horror show. Especially when you consider that countrywide, the vaccine not only doesn't stop COVID, that's the new bargain. We went from 2 weeks to stop the spread to what, 3 to 4 jabs if you want to work? It doesn't stop COVID. It fails in its most basic premise that we can go back to normal. Does this sound like normal to you? Israel is planning to administer 4th COVID shot. That's the headline in the UK Daily Mail. Right now, they have record high case numbers, higher than before they had the shot. We do here too in America. Consider these numbers from the World Health Organization Dashboard's weekly reports on U.S. COVID deaths. Do you realize there were 32,983 COVID deaths in August of 2020? We didn't have a shot then. Well, you'd figure that'd go down now, right? I mean, more than half the U.S. is vaccinated. It didn't. It went up. The dashboard says 33,617 Americans died with or of COVID in August 2021. That's despite 190 million with at least one dose of the vaccine. That's right. More deaths now with the vaccine than there were without it. My point here is not to convince you not to take the vaccine. That's your own personal business. My point is the vaccine can't accomplish what Joe Biden is promising to do with the mandate. Take us back to normal. End COVID once and for all. It's impossible. Even Pfizer's telling us it can't do that. And he's ignoring it. So what is the real purpose of this? You guessed it. It doesn't actually have anything to do with COVID. It's to set up a vaccine passport system. But wait, you say, Joe Biden didn't actually propose that. Oh, yes, he did. He just backed into it. I dealt with this a little bit on the Friday podcast. Here's what Biden is proposing. A $14,000 per employee fine for employees that aren't vaccinated or don't test once a week. That's the French system exactly. But in France, it comes with a passport to track you. Well, Joe Biden, once you get the key part of the system in place, and that is the fines, you're going to need a system to track it. You have to have one. OSHA can't do this alone. It's too big of a job. So you put the fines in place, then you back into the real goal, the travel papers. The mechanism that forces you to ask digital permission from the government to do everything. Enter a bar, go to your kid's sporting event, go to your kid's school, go to work, do anything. That is the goal. That is why the other pieces of this do not fit. Why mandate a vaccine countrywide that won't stop COVID? It's to get to this system. Americans probably don't recognize this system, but the left, they know all about it. They always use the same playbook, the same one they've used in every one of their authoritarian regimes for a decade. And the most successful of those is Soviet Russia. This program is straight out of Soviet Russia. It is exactly how they control the population. Why? Because in order to have a food and a ration card, this would be for food and clothes, in Soviet Russia, and the best description of this I've ever read is a book by Ayn Rand called We the Living. It is about her time in the Soviet Union, what it was like to live under this system. Here's how they controlled them. Your ration card and your place in line, how good it was, depended on how good your job was. And the job that you had and your place in the ration system depended on keeping in good stead with the Communist Party. This was almost a full-time occupation outside your job. This is why no one overthrew them. They were too busy trying to keep their jobs in order to be able to eat. See, the way it worked was they gave you a list of options for your free time. All of them revolved around the party. You could join a book club or lead a book club that glorified the party's history. Maybe you could volunteer at party headquarters. Perhaps you could lead sports leagues within the party system. But this stuff would consume all of your free time till you would go home at night too exhausted to do anything but to fall into bed. If you did not meet the requirements the party set out, you did not have a job. Now, you had to do a job, but you didn't have a good job. You would only have the job left over. What does that mean? You go to the end of the line with the ration card for food, for clothing, for basic supplies like soap and toothpaste. And guess what happens at the end of the line? They run out before they get to you. And guess what happens then? You have to deal in the black market, or you'll starve, freeze to death, or won't be able to brush your teeth. Once you go into the black market, you're a criminal. And you go to the gulag. Nothing good happens there. Many people don't emerge. That is how Soviet life was. And that is exactly what this is. It is an absolute gold standard Soviet program. You must take the party's vaccine in order to keep your job. The vaccine is irrelevant. What is relevant is that the party can now force you to have to meet a condition. It doesn't matter what the condition is. In this case, it's the vaccine, in order to keep your job. It is the beginning of that system. And that is what vaccine passports are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is absolute, crystal clear Soviet control tactics. Now, listen to Dr. Liana Wen. She's Chinese, ironically, on CNN. Proposing, as so many doctors did on CNN and MSNBC this weekend, that Joe Biden must go further. By God, you should have to have a vaccine to travel. Oh, that's straight out of the Soviet system, too. Now, listen to what she says, because this is critical. This is the tell. Here she is on CNN saying, yeah, Joe Biden should have included travel restrictions for the unvaccinated. Not, she says, because traveling unvaccinated is unsafe.
The reason isn't so much that we need to keep our train travel and plane travel even safer. They are pretty safe.
So it's not about safety, doctor. She actually admits on CNN that's the case. Well, then why restrict the unvaccinated and their ability to travel? Listen to this. It's straight out of the Soviet Union, and it was right there on CNN.
But there's an even bigger reason, too, which is I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. And having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right, as far as I know, to board a plane. And so saying that if you want to stay unvaccinated, that's your choice. But if you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
Do you get it now? She is describing perfectly the Soviet system. Everyday things, movement, travel, eating, shopping, having a job, all depend. Those are privileges. They all depend on what? Being in good standing with the party. Doing the things the party demands. And by the way, in the old Soviet Union, they would change constantly to keep people off guard. These people, the Soviets, the actual party members, were kooky and weird. Fads would come up, and they'd have everybody doing it. This shot is a fad. In 2 months, 6 months, a year, there'll be another one. They'll layer one after the other, after the other, after the other on top of the shot. Just one more thing you have to do, cuz. And they'll be able to. If they can get us all on the passport system. One last thing and a piece of good news to end this podcast on, now that you understand what this system is that the Brits just rejected it. Oh, it was glorious. And do you know why? Two reasons. Hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets scared Boris Johnson. They were members of his own party, many of them. They were vaxxed and unvaxxed equally, and they were enraged. That was a big part of it. But the other major blow was losing the liberal media, in particular, losing the liberal bastion of The Guardian. They fell for the same scam Joe is pulling now. they were told in the UK that if they went on the vaccine passport system and everybody took their vaccines, that the spread would stop. You could go, it's not going to be forever. You could go back to the way you used to live. It's only temporary. The Guardian did a piece that I highlighted on this podcast about a month ago now, saying, wow, sure looks like the majority of the people in UK hospitals now are vaccinated, i.e., we're not going to stop COVID. We will always have it. Therefore, we do not need a vaccine passport system anymore than we need a vaccine, because it's never going away. And the more we vaccinate, the worse it seems to get. They wrote this editorial after the inventor of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the UK, very famous guy, testified before the parliament under oath with a bunch of other prominent virologists, the country's most prominent virologists. And he said, listen, the vaccines aren't going to work to stop this. It's always going to be with us. He encouraged some vaccination of critical groups, of course, the elderly and folks like that. But he said the vaccine was never meant to be used countrywide, and it would not stop COVID. We would always have variants, and the shots wouldn't stop it. Once the Guardian understood that, they demanded that the vaccine system, the passport system, be removed, and they won. Joe is running the same scam here, promising that if the unvaccinated would just get out of the way, we can go back to normal. Science doesn't support that. The UK has already been through this. The people already figured out they were lied to. Even The Guardian was hacked off and demanded their freedom back. Folks, let's not go down this road. Finally, we'll wrap today's podcast with an epic rant from National Treasurer Lara Logan on Fox News about OSHA. That's the agency that will be leveling that $14,000 a person fine on corporations for people. Folks, this is going to get wild if this is allowed to go forward. For having unvaccinated workers, yes, but think about it. Some dweeb down in the mailroom who doesn't want to get vaccinated forgets to turn in his COVID test, and it's a $14,000 fine. Folks, this is going to get wild. Well, it's about OSHA. OSHA is the federal agency that's going to be levying and enforcing those fines, allegedly, in the new regime, the Soviet-style regime that Biden is setting up. But there's a couple things you should know about OSHA, Lara Logan warns. It's today's epic rant. We'll wrap the podcast with it.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, was established in the 1970s to inspect workplaces and establish standards to prevent industrial accidents. But starting this summer, the Biden administration gave OSHA a new role. Joe Biden told OSHA to start hiding information from the public to promote the COVID vaccine. Until this summer, OSHA required employers to retain records of any worker who suffered a serious side effect from the vaccine. Then in June, OSHA's guidance suddenly changed to this, quote, OSHA will not enforce federal recording requirements that require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination. That was a major change, especially since we're still learning so much about these vaccines and their possible side effects. Just hours ago, for example, The Telegraph in Britain reported that, quote, teenage boys are six times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than be hospitalized from COVID-19. And in Israel, where more than 80% of adults are vaccinated, COVID cases are spiking. Israel now has one of the world's highest daily infection rates. So what explains that? In his remarks to the nation, Joe Biden didn't answer that. Instead, he put OSHA, the same agency that's been hiding evidence of vaccine side effects, in charge of forcing millions of Americans to take the COVID vaccine. Joe Biden didn't even bother to ask Congress. He said the new mandate is justified because COVID is a, quote, emergency. Then he walked away without taking questions once again.
Battleground America.
with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.